In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we are all aware that the theme of the Holy 50 days, speaking about the Lord Christ and whom He is, we know Him as He is the Savior, He is the one who rose from the dead, He is the one who is the bread of life, as we heard the church teaching us last week. So today we learn about Him being the one who gives the living water. And the living water, in our understanding of the Bible, is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is always likened to the water in many ways. And this is what we are going to talk about. How this similarity, what is in between the Holy Spirit and the water? Why the Holy Spirit is being likened to the living water? When we think of the water, we think of it as the substance that gives life. Without water, there is no life. Nothing that's living would be able to survive without water. In the same way also, for us to be able to live spiritually, we cannot do this without the Holy Spirit. So that's why we understand that through baptism, the water of baptism, we are to be begotten as spiritual beings. Our birth, our true birth to eternal life happens when this combination happens between the Spirit of God and the water of baptism. And He gives us life in this time, life eternal. Not only this, but even when we lose life because of our sin, we know that sin is death. And when we choose to separate ourselves from God, we choose to die. Every time we sin, we die. Even the process of restoration, bringing us back into life, happens through the life giver, the Spirit of God. And that's why the church in the creed, we say we believe in this, the Holy Spirit, the life giver. And we pray every day in the third hour, and we say about Him, we pray to Him, saying, O Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is present in all places and fills all the treasury of good things, and the life giver. So the first similarity between the Spirit and the water is because there is no life without the Spirit. Spiritual life is so much connected to the work of the Holy Spirit in us. The second similarity is, water quenches our thirst. Without water, we will always be thirsty. And this is exactly what the Lord said to the woman. Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The Spirit of God actually guides us to the pearl of great price, the Lord the Christ. What exactly can quench the thirst of a human being? This like yearning to be satisfied, it's only the Spirit of God who guides us to know the Lord the Christ. Without Christ, nothing will be fulfilling. We will always be seeking after something, after pleasure, after money, after positions, after friends, relationships, whatever, you name it. But at the end of the day, nothing can really be satisfying to us. It is only the Spirit of God working in us, guiding us to know Christ well. He satisfies our souls that yearn for connection. We always are seeking for connection. Our children, they seek to connect with us. And we also are seeking this kind of connection. And this happens when we pray in the Lord, in the name of the Lord the Christ through the Holy Spirit. The psalmist pray this kind of prayer and he experiences this kind of fulfillment when he says, I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. It's just standing before God and being fulfilled. We all actually think of this kind of verse and say, I hope one day this will happen to me. I will stand before God and I feel fulfilled, as if like I ate a very heavy meal. This is what happens when the Spirit of God is working through the heart of the person who is praying in spirit and truth. Through Him, this satisfaction is not only in our relationship with God, this connection is not only in our relationship with Him, but also satisfaction extends into whatever we have. Whatever is in our hands, if the Spirit of God is in us, working in us, then we will feel satisfied. Why God says that a man should be married only to one woman, and a woman married only to one man? Many people sometimes they grumble against this command and saying, why not to have multiple spouses? Actually, if multiple spouses will make us happy in any way, then we can ask ourselves, why did King Solomon marry 1,000 women? If 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 could make him happy, why he ended up marrying 1,000? It is because none of these, even if he can get into a million, none of them will make him happy. Happiness and sense of contentment comes from the work of the Spirit in the heart of the person. If I am a content person, I am content because the Spirit of God is in me. So whatever I have in my hand will make me happy. Whatever house, whatever position, whatever money, whatever person I'm living with, at the end of the day, I am satisfied. This is the work of the Spirit in us. He quenches our thirst. The Samaritan woman, she tried to go from a man into another man, a man into another man. Maybe the second person, maybe the third, maybe the fourth, maybe the fifth. None of them would make her happy. She was missing the true living water that can quench her thirst. This is also what King David experienced when he said, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you." That's why heaven for us is not a place we will enjoy rest and doing nothing, or we enjoy eating and drinking and just being at rest. Heaven for us is this kind of connection, is the satisfaction of being in the presence of God at all times. So water gives us life, water quenches our thirst. Also, water beautifies and sanctifies. When we want to clean something, we put it in water. In the same way also, the Spirit of God purifies and sanctifies. The prophecy was given from the Old Testament. It is the Spirit of God that's going to cleanse us through water. Ezekiel told us this, of course, prophesying in the name of God, when he said, "Then I will sprinkle clean water on you. You shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols." This was fulfilled when the Lord took water on the day of Covenant Service Day and washed the feet of the disciples. And we understood that what he did was a symbol of the sacrament and the mystery of confession and repentance. Through confession and repentance, we are cleansed. The Holy Spirit comes upon the person who come and confess, cleanses and purifies, and beget him back again and restore life to him. Water purifies and cleanses the same way also the Spirit of God does in us. Also, we use water in order to water our ground, and fruits come through water and the rain coming on the ground. And we understand this also, that the water of the Spirit of God waters us so we bear fruit. This is the same meaning given to us in Psalm 1, speaking about the man who did not walk with the ungodly. So it tells us, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." What are these rivers of water? This is the church that give us the Spirit through the sacraments, that brings forth its fruit in its season. And we are all aware of the famous verse speaking about the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Notice here, by the way, it is not the fruits of the Spirit are. It is the fruit is. All of these are one. When the Spirit of God waters someone, this is what's expected. This is what's going to happen. Maybe they come in a variable degree, but they will all become the fruits because the Spirit is working through this person. Another simulation or similarity between the Spirit of God and the water is He unifies the members into one body. Let me give you the example. All of you who experienced making some kind of dough or bread, they bring flour, and with the flour they add water, and the water makes the flour into one body, the dough. And then they bake it and becomes bread. It is the same also. The Spirit of God makes all of us to become the members of the body of Christ. St. Paul says this to the Corinthians, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit, for in fact the body is not one member but many." So, in order for us to become united together, having this kind of union with each other and with Christ, we have to accept two things. The wheat grain should accept to be crushed, accept the pain and suffering. And the second thing is, the flower should accept the Spirit, the living water, to unify all members together. When we come today to the church, If we come truly in the spirit of repentance, we come accepting the work of the Spirit in us through the sacrament of the Eucharist, will unify all of us. When we come out from the church, we are united and making the body of Christ. Also, the Spirit transforms us into fountains of water. This is what the Lord Christ said to the Samaritan woman. But the water that I shall give, it does something that's very different than the water that we use in this world. What will happen to those who are going to consume it will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. It can transform us to become ourselves fountains of living water. This is exactly what happened to the disciples. They were just mere simple individuals. When they partook of the Spirit, they became fountains of living water. They were able to give it to others, and others to give it to others. Even the Samaritan woman herself, she came looking for earthly water to be satisfied. She ended up going back, preaching and telling others and attracting other people to Christ. She was transformed. She changed. She received the work of the Spirit in her, and immediately she was able to attract others to Christ. So this is what happens when we understand, we accept the living water. God speaks in the Old Testament about people of Israel committing two sins or two evils at the same time. What are these related to the Spirit of God? He said, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Abandoning the true living water and digging for ourselves another source. Trying to find for ourselves something that can satisfy, can give us life, can cleanse and purify. So where we end up, you can reverse all what we spoke about. So what will happen when we do this kind of two evils, abandoning the source of the living water and hewn for ourselves broken cisterns? Number one, we will always go with this unquenchable thirst. We are thirsty all the time. Maybe changing will make us happier. Changing people, changing relationships, changing houses, changing cars, changing maybe relationships. None of these. And this is exactly what happened when we are holding on this kind of broken cisterns. What will happen is absence of life. We are breathing, we are eating, we are drinking, we are growing physically, but we are dead. This is what happened when we are away from the Spirit of God. Instead of accepting to be purified, cleansed by the work of the Spirit, we will try to find for ourselves fig leaves, to cover ourselves, to look good to others, to have masks. And people sometimes feel comfortable with this. It doesn't cost. Actually, it costs only their eternity. I'm going to cover up, that's all. But this is not how actually God wants us to be cleansed and purified. Instead of being fruitful, we will end up being barren land. And God spoke that barren land will come one day to be cursed. A land that receives the water and does not bear fruit is close to curse. Instead of being unified and being able to be united to one another, we will always be individuals. Very hard for us to be united with other people. So, what will describe us is this individualism. I cannot work as a team. I always grumble and I have problem and grudge with other people are around me. It's hard for me to be united to other people. The Spirit cannot unify me with others. It has no place in my heart. And of course, if I cannot accept the Spirit, I cannot satisfy any other person. Miserable will be the people living with a person who is trying to satisfy himself with another water away from the Spirit of God. He will never be able to satisfy through him. He is missing this satisfaction. He cannot give it to others. Today, we know the Lord being the giver of the living water. And we understand that the living water is the Holy Spirit himself. I pray that we all come to God with true repentance in order for the Spirit of God to be able to work in us and do all of the work of the living water in our hearts, minds, and souls. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.